I'll be honest. I'm beginning to lament the Lamar Jackson conversation, the discourse about where he stands as a quarterback in the NFL, because I'm starting to think a lot of y'all are just haters.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good people. We back. And we're theoretically speaking here on ESPN 106.3 on a Tuesday, a Duffy's MVP Tuesday. We'll still be giving out our MVP of the weekend here. We got C-Cat on the ones and twos on the other side of the glass. And I will be kicking it with you throughout our fun time here on a Tuesday evening, riding right on up until 6. And you know it's the summer because we got people ranking the top 100 pro athletes of the 21st century. We have the fan environment rankings now going all throughout ESPN Radio. And of course, yesterday, we got that coveted list, the annual list from ESPN.com, where they survey all of the scouts, the executives, the GMs, the front office members, and they pick out the top 10 players at every single position in the National Football League. So center, a guard, tackle, receiver, running back, and of course, the one that draws up the most discourse, the one that's going to always bang out the heaviest headlines, they ranked the top 10 quarterbacks. Now, one thing about football fans that I'm appreciative that we've gotten to here today in the middle of July in 2024, it feels like anybody with a brain in their head, anybody with sensibilities about them who isn't acting out of either just an ability to fire off a hot take or maybe out of pure hatred can agree atop any list when it comes to quarterbacks in the NFL right now. There's only one guy that can fill that mantle, right?
Yeah, it's easy.
Who is it?
You waiting for me?
Yeah,
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, I was making sure. Just making sure, C-Cat. I know every now and then you got something up your sleeve. But Patrick Mahomes, after three Super Bowls, three Super Bowl MVPs, two regular season MVPs, and the bevy of accolades that man has drawn up and made happen in Kansas City, he is number one on this list. What I will say is there was one voter still, after all of this, one voter in that top 10 list that didn't put Patrick Mahomes first. And I mean, I'm appalled. I honestly do not get that. I think that vote should be discredited, taken away. Even still, Patrick Mahomes still gets the top spot. That's something we can all agree on. All right. But what comes into question in the NFL today isn't about who sits atop the throne of the quarterbacks. It's about who's number two. Because though I feel like it's definitive, I feel like it's pretty obvious who it should be, there is a hefty debate around who is the second best signal caller in the league. I'll just give the top 10 that they rallied off, the executive scouts and GMs interviewed by ESPN. Again, their fifth year doing this thing. Number one, Patrick Mahomes. Number two, Joe Burrow. Number three, Josh Allen. Number four, reigning MVP and Boynton Beach alum, Lamar Jackson. As you can see, that might be who I'm leaning on. Number five, does this shock you a little bit, C-Cat? Matthew Stafford at number five.
Yeah, there's a couple guys behind him that I would put in front of Matt Stafford.
Like guys you would think are better than Stafford, but maybe because he has that Super Bowl so recently, he got the bump, which I can at least respect because at number six, you have a guy in Justin Herbert who doesn't even have a playoff win to his name. Right. So how do you rank him above Matthew Stafford? Number seven, you get C.J. Stroud, who was a rookie sensation, a phenom, and who can make probably the highest climb on this list when you look at who is in the top 10. And then at number eight, you got Aaron Rodgers of the New York Jets. Does he still have a lot left in his tank? A four-time MVP on his last couple of legs. At number nine, you get Jared Goff. And rounding out the top 10, because no list is complete without a Dallas Cowboy, Dak Prescott. Your top 10 list of quarterbacks In the NFL right now, as voted on by league executives, coaches, and scouts put out by ESPN. Any major omission here? I know a lot of people are mad that Tua Tagovailoa is not in there. Brock Purdy. Is there any other name, C-Cat, that you don't see there that you would have expected to see in the top 10?
You know, I'm surprised Jared Goff's in there. I feel like if Jared Goff didn't get paid like a top 10 quarterback, then he wouldn't be there. But because he got that big contract, I think the rest of the league said the Lions might know more about him than I do, so I'm going to take their word for it. That's why I think Jared Goff's in the top 10, because of what he's getting paid, not because of what he's going to do in 2024.
Well, I honestly could say this for Jared Goff, though. He's played for a Super Bowl. He's almost played in a second Super Bowl. And for him, it starts to get slim as you get to the back end of this top 10. Like, it's hard to argue for Dak Prescott over Jared Goff when you look at playoff success. Obviously, Jordan Love is a better talent, but he hasn't done it for long enough. And somehow, Jordan Love not moving up this list, but C.J. Stroud being seven, I think that's the most appalling thing to me is how does Jordan Love, after what he showed, not make the list, but C.J. Stroud sits at seven? That's a little weird.
No Jalen Hurts either.
Yeah. And he played in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, was a runner-up for MVP. I think last year with the Eagles was a little tough. But again, we know number one is out there. We put it out on Twitter today because we want to see what you all thought. I'll tell you where I'm leaning for number two in the NFL right now. But the Twitter poll we put out is, who is definitively the number two quarterback in the NFL? Who's the best of the rest behind Patrick Mahomes? And that tweet at ESPN West Palm, you can make your votes. The options are Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, or other, where you can pencil in who you think is the number two quarterback in the league behind Patrick Mahomes. And though I believe it is definitively Lamar Jackson, I'll get into that point first. I do want to tell you about the Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections, because that poll is presented by Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections. As always, our poll of the week. And you know the August primary elections are coming up on August 20th. Florida, a closed primary state. That means voters can only vote for candidates in their own party. A voter can change their party affiliation for the August primaries up until July 22nd. You got 6 days for that. Eligible voters can vote in one of three ways, either by mail at an early voting location from August 10th through the 18th, or on election day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Visit votepalmbeach.gov to view your status and learn more. We'll see you at the polls. So there it is. Vote on who you believe is the number two quarterback in the National Football League behind Patrick Mahomes. And at this point now, as we've reached this level in the discussion, as I look on this same list last year and Lamar Jackson was number seven, and what did he go out and do? Not only did he lead the Baltimore Ravens to a 14-3 record and into the AFC Championship game, he earned his second MVP in the National Football League. He was on definitively the best team from start to finish of this league. If you look at last year, I mean, obviously the Chiefs are the ones that end up crowned champions, and I'll be the first to pound my chest and say, Chiefs Kingdom, let's get it. But for the Baltimore Ravens, I mean, from start to finish of this season, under the new direction of Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator, and with Lamar Jackson at the helm ripping things up, they look like the most dominant and definitively best team in the league. They showed it up against the San Francisco 49ers. They whooped the tails of the Detroit Lions late in the season, and they looked like they were going to do it all. I even, as a Chiefs fan, was a little nervous about that championship game on the road. I know it ended in deflating fashion, but if Lamar Jackson was number seven on this list last year, and Joe Burrow sat at number two, and Josh Allen sat at number three, what did the two of those guys prove that Lamar Jackson didn't last year for him not to surpass them? What else would Lamar Jackson would have had to do in the playoffs and in the regular season to prove to you all that he is definitively the best quarterback in this league, not named Patrick Mahomes? Because when you look at the guy's resume, if you did a blind resume test between Lamar, Burrow, and Allen, and anybody else contending for that number two spot, there shouldn't be any kind of argument made against Lamar Jackson. But the one thing that I'm starting to pick up as we talk about Lamar and his place, his standing in the NFL, a lot of people are discrediting the results because they don't really like the action, right? They don't necessarily appreciate the process and the way in which Lamar Jackson racks up wins and is the fourth winningest quarterback in the NFL history when you look at winning percentage. And if you look at guys currently active, only one man has more wins in the regular season as compared to losses, and that's Patrick Mahomes. Lamar Jackson has proven himself to be the number two quarterback in this league. Sue me if the guy can't get through Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, because few have been able to do so. And I think that's definitively the number two guy in the NFL. What say you? Who is the number two guy in the NFL when it comes to signal callers? Who is the number two quarterback, the guy you would pick after Patrick Mahomes? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline, Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. I mean, I know some of you out there are stretching, trying to get your wits about you, trying to get your body back in the right place. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. 888-760-3776. Is it C.J. Stroud? Is it Aaron Rodgers? Is it Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, or Josh Allen? Who is the number two quarterback in the NFL behind Patrick Mahomes? And C-Cat, I'm surprised you're a Baltimore Ravens fan, but I think that you're leaning against Lamar being the guy.
Listen, those folks on the outside cannot like what Lamar does on the field to get the results that he does. And I'm on the inside as a Baltimore Ravens fan. I don't like the results I'm getting come playoff time. Listen, to prove yourself, to prove that you are a top 10 quarterback, it depends on your first 17 games of the season. Regular season performance, that's good enough to get you in the top 10. To get into the top three, it matters who you are at your peak in the most pivotal moments of your seasons. Mm. And Lamar Jackson, given the best team in football, given home field advantage, given every single reason to prove that he is a top three quarterback in the NFL, he fumbled it. He fumbled the opportunity, he fumbled the football, and he threw a ball in a triple coverage that I will never forgive him for as a Ravens fan. He had every reason to win the AFC this year, and he just fumbled it.
So one thing about the Lamar critiques that come out of him getting dismantled by that Chiefs defense that shouldn't get lost in this, that's Steve Spagnuolo. That was one of the top three, top four pass defenses in the league, especially playing at that clip, clicking on all cylinders at that point. And Lamar Jackson, for some reason, the Baltimore Ravens, as much as it is on Lamar Jackson's shoulders that he should have been better in those moments, I still don't get why rookie offensive coordinator Tom Monken, for all of the creativity he has, for the play calling expertise we've credited him for, I don't understand how you come in there with that game plan and don't try to lean heavily more on the run against a team whose strength is for you to drop back 30 to 40 times and pass it on them. So, yeah, Lamar was bad in those spots. He could have made a way better throw. That likely throw is going to be, played on highlight tapes that are defaming Lamar Jackson for the next 5-10 years. But that's also, I mean, a job where the Ravens, I feel like, just got absolutely outcoached too.
Yeah, crazy of the Ravens to put the ball in their quarterback hands and said, let's have you throw the football this game.
Yeah.
You know, that's really being facetious there, because I think that you should be able to rely on your quarterback to throw the football if you're taking the ball out of the run game. He should be able to work with that, and he wasn't able to. And it's really going to stick in my side for years to come. That's why he just can't be number two in the NFL for me right now.
Who's your guy then? Because if the guy that has two MVPs, that has the second highest winning percentage actively in the NFL behind Mahomes, isn't number two, who gets in there at number two that's impressed you so vastly in the playoffs?
Got to be Josh Allen. Josh Allen had the Chiefs beat. He did. 13 seconds. Josh Allen won that
football game.
Josh Allen won that football game.
I don't
know. The Bills defense lost that football game.
Wow.
Josh Allen did everything humanly possible to win that football game, something that we're not able to say about Lamar Jackson in those biggest spots of his career. Josh Allen slayed the Beast. The Beast came back from the dead like the Undertaker and beat him in that 2021 divisional playoff game. So I'm going to say Josh Allen is the second best quarterback in the NFL.
Now, what level of pass catcher has Lamar Jackson had that contends with what not just Josh Allen has had in Stephon Diggs and maybe Gabe Davis to a lesser extent, but also what Joe Burrow, another guy whose name gets thrown in here often, has had with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase on the outside. Because you, for one, know what that Ravens offense has been like, to suffer through some of the lulls of it and even the highs of it this past year, even though the number one pass-catching threat was Zay Flowers, a rookie who, you didn't mention it, fumbled a big one away there that Lamar couldn't put in the end zone for him in that AFC championship as well. What does he have to compare to those things for you to say, okay, I'm just going to drop him back, give him the ball, and hope that he dissects defenses with his arm?
Yeah, the Ravens' run game isn't just Lamar Jackson. The Ravens' run game is putting together an offensive line and a running back group that can help the pass game as well. Bills, not as much. Offensive line, not too great. So the offense that's helping these quarterbacks is more than just the wide receiver position, where the Bills have more support for Josh Allen in that spot than they do Lamar Jackson with the Ravens. I'm not willing to say there's a better supporting cast for the Ravens.
I will say Josh Allen was doing nothing but dinking and dunking and dropping it off to Joe Cook in that James Cook in that last game. Do we have time to go to the phone lines quick?
Yeah, we certainly do. But also, I mean, you can put Josh Allen in almost every NFL team, and he would turn that into a playoff contender. They're not the same with Lamar Jackson.
Is absolutely defamatory. The guy that had Louisville looking like a strong team and won the Heisman with Brian Quick as his number one receiver, the guy that as soon as he got in the league was balling and literally playing at MVP level, we saw Josh Allen play poorly in the league. I think that is absolute. I'm incredulous.
How great was the ACC when Lamar Jackson there minus Clemson?
Almost got him.
Almost, yeah. You take Clemson out, there was no one good in that conference.
But they almost got Clemson, and Clemson was immaculate.
Almost.
You just gave Josh Allen an almost against the Chiefs in the AFC game where he didn't do enough to win. He actually lost the game. It's 13 seconds left. Devontae's in Atlanta. He's on Theoretically Speaking. Vontae, first off, I mean, do you believe that right there? Does Lamar Jackson have less credibility to take a franchise from Florida playoffs than Josh Allen has shown so far in the NFL?
That's tough. I think it's even.
Honestly
think it's even.
Come on.
He's straddling the fence.
When they play at their best, they can sometimes be the number one quarterback in the league when they're at their best. That's like Lamar. I love Lamar. But like in the playoffs and stuff, he don't show up. That's why I picked Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, if my life was on the line and I needed a quarterback, I'm picking Joe Burrow. He's not scared of nobody, especially not Pat Mahomes.
Okay, I love the call. That's cool. He could be as unafraid as he wants to be of everybody, and appreciate the call, Devontae. If he can't be available, what Bill Parcells say, your best ability is availability. If he's going to keep ending these seasons on the bench and not on the field, I don't care how much moxie the guy has. You beat Patrick Mahomes once in the playoffs, and apparently your career's made. You're a made man.
That's why I think I would take him over Lamar, too. Because who you are at your peak, when you get down to the nitty-gritty, when you get into the top five, that's a differentiating factor. Not the numbers that you put up or the awards you rack up in the regular season.
Y'all are making a glaring mistake, and you know what? It's going to come back to bite you, just like all the GMs that had a chance to go get Lamar Jackson in the offseason and sat on their hands and said, nah, I want Desmond Ritter. Speaking of MVPs, Lamar Jackson has two of them. We often give out our Duffy's MVP of the weekend on Mondays. We'll have to do it on a Tuesday here on Theoretically Speaking. Quickly, I'll give the candidates for the Duffy's MVP of the weekend, who dominated the sports scene on a weekend full of threats. And the number one MVP of the weekend candidate goes to Jalen Brunson for the New York Knicks. Jalen Brunson, who saved his franchise potentially, giving up over $100 million guaranteed, locking into a max extension for 3 years with the Knicks, saving them from the second apron and allowing that team to be good around his friends. That's one Duffy's MVP candidate of the weekend. The other one, I got to go with the guy that I called to go out and win Wimbledon, and that would be Carlos Alcaraz. I had to get this guy in here first and foremost, C-Cat, not just because I called it, but because he did so on the big stage, beating Novak Djokovic for the second straight year. Who is your candidate for Duffy's MVP of the weekend?
The haters. The haters of Sir Bronny James. We are seeing live and in color the reason why many have decided that LeBron James' son should not belong in the NBA right now. Mm. It's ridiculous. The kid should still be in college pursuing a bachelor's degree. He should not be sharing the floor with guys who are trying to make it in the league. We're seeing firsthand why.
Well, the winner of the Duffy's MVP of the weekend, and though I appreciate you giving it to the haters because, well, they do deserve to have a bit of a pat on the back because the Bronny has looked terrible. And Jalen Brunson, though he done some well for the Knicks, I feel like he done some poor for other players competing for contracts down the line. So my Duffy's MVP of the weekend goes to the man lifting the beautifully crafted trophy, and that's Carlos Alcaraz, the Spaniard. We went 2 for 2 on our Spaniard predictions on Take It to the House. And for the Duffy's MVP of the weekend, we're going to go ahead and give it to Carlos Alcaraz. Duffy Sports Grill, you already know the game. It is the dog days of summer at Duffy Sports Grill, and summer has never tasted so good. Now through July 31st, you can enjoy char-grilled, all-natural, uncured Vienna beef hot dogs like the All-American, topped with chopped onions, sauerkraut, relish, mustard, and ketchup. How about the Cubano with pulled pork shoulder, Swiss cheese, pickles, and mustard? I mean, this deal only runs through July 31st. You only got about 15 days to pull up to your nearest Duffy Sports Grill. You can hop online, duffysmvp.com, become a reward member, become an MVP like me, and also scour that menu because you can also find out about the Duffy's Death Sauce and the Death Dog. Again, limited time. Pull up to a Duffy Sports Grill, enjoy those 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day. The dog days of summer now through July 31st. At Duffy's, our game is always on. And how about we go to a Palm Beach County Sports Hall of Famer going to join us on the other side to talk about how Randy Moss is delivering some let's call it a hint in the right direction to a star receiver in the league. Uncle Steve, when we come back on Theoretically Speaking.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I mean, seriously, for the one GM or executive or scout that said Mahomes is not the number one quarterback in the league, who did he pick? And what was the justification? Like, is there any one person, if you could think about those three, between Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow, which one do you think he went with? Like, who could you make an argument for?
I think it would be Josh Allen just because of the numbers that he put up. Like, that's a stat sheet decision, right? Because Mahomes just the past couple of years hasn't put up the numbers. Josh Allen has. That's all I could think of.
It just, you would have to really put yourself in a pretzel trying to make that argument. It's not something I would be willing to stand on, which I'm sure is why they didn't make that information public. Coming in to talk some, who is the number two quarterback in the league? We're also going to give you our poll results, our Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections poll of the week results on who is the number two quarterback in the league is a guy who we trust his wisdom, not just with sports, but with all things in life, because that's our favorite uncle, Uncle Steve.
My leg! My leg!
He's our favorite uncle.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
A Palm Beach County Sports Commission Hall of Famer and president of Good Karma Brands. It's Steve Paulette Sr.
Uncle Steve, Uncle Steve, Uncle Steve.
Presented by PNC Bank. Committed to making a difference in the South Florida community.
Uncle Steve, Uncle Steve.
Uncle Steve, Uncle Steve. What's happening, Uncle Steve? Were you saying something about your leg hurting? I couldn't pick that up.
No, not even at all. I'm doing great, and I hope you are as well.
Definitely feeling good on this side. Myself, C-Cat, kicking it on a Tuesday. You know it's in the middle of the summer because we're now trying to figure out as a show, we're trying to come up with our definitive answer, who is the number two quarterback in the league? We all agree Patrick Mahomes has the throne. I'm saying it's got to be Lamar Jackson because of his two MVPs, because of the fact that he's done nothing but win through the regular season, and he's won a couple postseason games, but also he's shown himself to be definitively a guy in the league. C-Cat's going with Josh Allen, but if you had to pick that number two spot behind Mahomes, who's the one guy that fits the bill?
Yeah, it's Lamar for me too. I think Joe Burrow is also a very viable, pick. He's gone to levels and places that Josh Allen hasn't been to yet. He's just, hasn't had the consistency. But I'm going with Lamar because, the product if you're looking at really he and Allen are probably the only ones in the top five who have a 5+ year body of work that you can even assess. Your CJ Strouds, you know, haven't been at it, you know, as long. And I think like that's more on the outside looking in. And I know there's so many different criteria. Like, is it one they've been to this point? Is this if you're starting a team today? Is this over like the next 5 years? You know, then you maybe enter Jordan Love into that conversation. Is this for just this year? Look, I was watching Get Up today, and Mike Greenberg did his pyramid of quarterbacks, and he had the number one quarterback in the league this year is Aaron Rodgers. Now, we know he's a little bit biased, but he had Aaron Rodgers 1 and Pat Mahomes 2. And his logic was like, Rodgers is coming back healthy, and Mahomes, like, no one has done what Mahomes is doing. Like, at some point, you got to either – it's going to catch up with you. The injuries, a down year, you know, some breaks won't go your way.
Yeah.
He made a very compelling case, but
it
you
sounds like,
know
it sounds,
where he's coming from.
Yeah, it sounds like we might need a second person to check into to see if they need to check into rehab with a take like that. My guy, Greeny, usually good, but Rodgers over Mahomes right now is an incredible, incredible take. Steve, you want to take a quick trip with us?
Please.
Let's get it.
I give a round. What you mean you don't know? Round and round,
round and round. I get around. As you know, to get around, we do it every day here on Theoretically Speaking. It's our vehicle to hit all the top topics in sports as you might have missed them as you were at work. Hard at work. So we were out there scouring the web. And our first destination on the get around.
Next stop,
Santa Clara, California.
Nice.
49ers star wideout Brandon Ayuk has requested a trade. Adam Schefter reports that San Fran has told other teams they have no intention of trading him.
I absolutely think this is going to be a Super Bowl hangover and a massive one. I don't think 8 Advils could cure this for the 49ers. They've got such a good roster, but the fighting over contracts, the effect that you had all of these guys so close to it. You had Kittle and Debo Samuel mic'd up in the Super Bowl saying all kind of fun stuff, crazy stuff. They're a bunch of team of me guys right now, and I'm hoping they get it together. But I think when they open the season against the Jets, we'll really find out which one of those teams is ready to contend and which one's going to tuck their tail. What do you think about this Ayuk news?
Yeah, we're going to get a real test of what is the resolve, what is the strength of Shanahan and the 49ers, like what is the internal leadership, because there's no way he's going to get traded now. The window, the time was missed. It should have been before the draft. There aren't even significant cap savings, you know, that happen now. And I think this is just basically him saying, what's going on? Are you going to give me a new contract? Am I going to have to hold out? Like, where are we going to be? And he doesn't have a lot of leverage right now.
Right.
Aside from not playing, which is just going to cost him money, and it's certainly going to mean he's not going to be in the 49ers next year.
And they drafted a receiver, Ricky Pearsall, out of Florida, so they've got their reassurance, their reload ready to go.
Next stop,
Chicago, Illinois. Bears rookie quarterback Caleb Williams is signing a 4-year rookie contract worth $39 million fully guaranteed.
I don't care about the money in the contract. What I do care about is this is the team I think I'm most anxious to see play next year with the way that they surrounded him with talent, Roma Dunze, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift, and the fact that Matt Eberflus is coaching for his life. I just can't wait to see how this team operates day in and day out and just how good Caleb Williams can be. Is there any other team you can think of, Steve, that you're excited to just see in action finally?
Well, not like this. I agree with you. It's also the other thing, too, about Williams is I feel like he's like a 10-year college veteran. it's almost like he's not a rookie. It's like he's going to a new NFL team. He's been around for so long that he is one of those guys where you feel like, all right, let's see what you can do instantly. You know, you've had a lot of reps at USC, and you, as you mentioned, what has been put around him. This isn't like, I don't think this could be a CJ Stroud sort of like, whoa, what a surprise. Like, he's got a lot of stuff around him. He's the top pick. They've given up a lot. They've gotten rid of a lot to set this, you know, to set this up for him. This is one of those ones where I think expectations are high, and they are appropriate, because there you should see a difference with the Bears and Williams, and then improving, if not contending, right off the bat.
Next stop,
Las Vegas, Nevada. Davante Adams' agent reported that the star wide receiver is not seeking a trade. However, Randy Moss went on Up and Adams with advice that he should listen to.
The Raiders, I mean, hell, they're in the same division with the Kansas City Chiefs, so I don't see a ring in their near future. So if he needs to chase a ring and get out of there, I mean, what would he look like back with Aaron Rodgers? What would that look like?
Now, Randy, this is the drama.
Now, Randy, I like what you're cooking up there. Should Davante Adams want to reunite with Aaron Rodgers, Steve? Like, it feels like there was a little ugliness in that departure, though it does feel like it would suck to watch a Davante Adams season just wither away as he's trying to catch balls from Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah, should he and would he? Different things. I was listening to ESPN Radio earlier. Q Myers, one of the great hosts who you hear, is an insider on the Raiders. He covers the Raiders and said that Davante Adams is so happy right now with his family that and enjoying Vegas. And also, the trade deadline was pushed back 1 week. You know, to week nine. So see where the Raiders are midway through the season. I don't think it happens before the season because I don't think Adams will be interested in doing it. He left Rodgers, not because he didn't want to be with Rodgers, because he wants to be in Vegas.
Yeah.
And apparently that's where he wants to be. I don't think he's going to leave quite yet.
I would honestly love to see him go to Pittsburgh, either he or Ayuk go out there to Pittsburgh and give a real number one option. But again, the wide receiver market is certainly getting thinner and thinner as teams are paying and drafting heavily around them. But that was fun, the get around here on Theoretically Speaking with Steve Pollitt Sr., Uncle Steve. And yeah, man, I'm glad that you're with me on the Lamar Jackson talk. I feel like he continuously is disrespected. Is he going to have to win another MVP? Is he going to have to win a Super Bowl before he can finally claim that number two spot? Because the two guys you're putting over him haven't done either.
Well, a tie goes to the guy that I think I can see in every other team in the NFL and make them a playoff winning team. And I don't see that with Lamar.
That's incredible. Steve, appreciate the time.
Hey, I just have to tell you, I really enjoyed your interview with the golf professional, the teacher down here.
Oh.
Who had the back-to-back holes in ones, Frank Benzel.
Yes.
That was a nice piece you did with him.
Frank was great, and I think my favorite part of it was his son caddying with him, telling him to use the 7-iron. He went with the 6 and hit the first hole and run. And then they both united on the 6-iron on the second one. Incredible. Y'all should jump on YouTube, ESPN West Palm Play, and check that out. Frank Benzel Jr., back-to-back hole-in-ones on the USGA Senior Tour. Appreciate the shout-out there, Steve.
Yeah, that was really cool. You know what else is really cool? Going inside to Duffy's, where you're not only going to stay cool, but you're going to stay nourished with Duffy's char-grilled, all-natural, uncured Vienna beef hot dogs. You know, when I was watching the hot dog eating contest, I was thinking about, like, these guys and women, they're impressive, but they're not even taking a moment to just enjoy what they're eating right here. You know, like the All-American at Duffy's, the chopped onions, the sauerkraut, the relish, the mustard, the ketchup.
You gotta take your time with it.
The pulled pork, shoulders, Swiss cheese, pickles, and mustard. No one would want to participate in a contest with that because you want to, like you said, you want to savor that. You want to enjoy it, and you can do that now through July 31st at Duffy's, where our game is always on.
Steve, appreciate you. Catch you next week with some more fiery hot takes.
Thanks.
That was Steve Pollitt Sr., Palm Beach County Sports Commission Hall of Famer, and our uncle here on Theoretically Speaking. We got to get to C-Cat showing feet on Twitter, but before we do that, I gotta get my hands off of these red-hot Miami Marlins tickets. We got some Marlins tickets to give away here. All-Star Game is tonight in the Major League Baseball, but when the Marlins come back in action at Lone Depot Park, you're going to want to be able to pull up on this one. I say we give it to the sixth caller, 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. We've got four tickets to this Sunday's game against the New York Mets, a 1:40 in the afternoon first pitch at Lone Depot Park. Mets, Marlins, four tickets to check out the Mets and the Marlins at Lone Depot Park this Sunday at 1:40, and we'll give it to the sixth caller here on Theoretically Speaking, 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. That's the number to call in to get your hands on some fish tickets You could bring out the whole family. Four tickets. I mean, you got, I don't even know if I have three other people. I got my wife, and then I probably, hey, C-Cat, would you join me on that one? You and the girl?
I'm in.
Let's get it. Miami Marlins tickets. You get four of them. You can invite another couple just like I did right there. 888-760-3776. Again, July 21st, this Sunday against the Mets, first pitch, 140. That one going to our sixth caller. On the other side, C-Cat, yes, we have confirmed. He's showing feet, and he's doing it for free. Why? We discuss. It's Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
It's feeling like a full house in here. That was like a popular show.
From what?
Full was House.
It? I used to love me some Full House.
Uncle yeah. Jesse?
Jesse, yeah. And
cut it out.
Cut yes. it out. There we go. There we go. Theoretically Speaking, back. Theo Dorsey here. The voices you hear, Dean Thomas and Tina in the wild, pulling up on a Tuesday. We're going to be doing some theoreticals. We're going to drop some stuff on them. That's going to be a lot of fun. Before we do all of that, though, first off, make sure you're subscribed on YouTube and tapped in and streaming. We got these beautiful faces up in here in the studio, so I want you to see them on YouTube at Theo Speaking. And also, I mean, if you want to see something beautiful, how about me from about 120 yards out on your favorite golf course with, I'd say the wedge. I get enough distance with that wedge, just lofting one up and landing it right on the green. Don't that sound good?
Yeah.
Just like 3 feet from the pin.
But you couldn't do it.
The wedge. I only have one wedge, literally. I don't have different degreed
wedge.
Ones and whatnot. But I'm working on my game at the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. And yes, it's just, I have one. It's a sand wedge, and the pitching wedge. And it gets the job done. I'm still working on my driver, still working on the irons a lot. But the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center gets you there. There is a 2,000 square foot indoor facility with three different hitting bays, ball flight technology, video replay. Of course, you have the putting green, you have the driving range. You got all you need to get active. So start those lessons today. Don't keep putting it off. Don't keep getting your money taken by your buddies. Get out there and get your golf game strong. The Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center, KaiserGolfCenter.com. And while you're talking all that smack, C-Cat, last time we played, I think we tied at the end. Somehow, miraculously, you got me on that last hole, proving to be a playoff performer. And the last time you played, instead of going for birdies and eagles, you was out there showing feet. What's up with that?
Listen, eighth hole in Pennsylvania, traveled back home for the holiday, and I slipped on a rock when retrieving a lost ball. Slipped on a rock directly into the lake. So from waist down, soaking wet in swamp water, it was disgusting. And I can live with wet clothes. I can't live with wet shoes and wet socks. So what did I do? Took both off and went barefoot the rest of the way.
So
you're disgusting. You need to just take your feet off and put them in your pocket. Don't nobody want to see you walk around with your hairy hobbit feet.
What's your problem?
Were you golfing with anybody? That's what I need to know. Were you golfing solo, or did you have somebody in that golf cart with you as your stinky, muddy, soaked feet were just parading around in the air?
College radio teammates, man. They were with me. My roommate.
Multiple people.
Yeah.
And, you have
and,
no
and
shame.
Someone I just met that day. Yeah. No shame whatsoever. I see people barefoot golf all the time, and I thought, you know what? Maybe it's not just for the stoners out there. Maybe the common man could also grab his shoes, grab his socks, throw them in the garbage, and go golf.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't see a problem with it.
You don't? Ew. Well, you're a girl. You take care of your feet.
Yes. I do, yes.
So this is different because you know he got these hairy feet, these hairy toes, and these sharp toenails all along.
And Dean, he had the audacity not just to do that for his friends and his buddies, golf compadres liking. He then takes a picture of his feet kicked up on a golf cart.
Ugh.
His feet on the little window pane part of the golf cart, the deflector that's supposed to keep, you know, stuff from flying in your face, and just out on Twitter. Literally, when he showed the tweet, what's your Twitter? C-Cat Sports?
Yeah, C-K-A-T-T Sports.
At C-Cat Sports, C-K-A-T-T Sports. When he sent the tweet to us for us to judge and figure out whether or not we're cool with him having his feet out, literally, I will not make this up, Twitter said it was sensitive content.
I bet.
I had to click the little thing. I had to click through a wall to get to a picture, and it's Sea Cat's feet.
It's one of them things where you can smell the picture, right? Yes. Like, you see the picture, you could just smell it. Like, just smelling like Doritos.
Yeah, like Doritos, like some kind of mix of fungus that he picked up, it's in that lake.
Moldy.
But wet clothes and wet shoes are so uncomfortable, and that's why I think this is okay for Sea Cat, because he would have gotten some fungus, some blisters, and I am totally okay with it. Like, his feet needed to dry and his shoes needed to dry out. And it's just a golf course. If he was walking around barefoot, say, like, out in the streets, I'd be like, no, no, you shouldn't do that. But he's just golfing barefoot. I don't see an issue.
I was one with nature. It felt freeing, to be honest. Like, I might do it again, even if I don't fall into
a lake.
Did you
golf a little better?
A little bit better, yeah. Oh. I sure did. My putts, I could read the green a lot better because I could feel it in my feet.
Oh, my God.
Really dig his toes into the greens.
Exactly.
Oh. I'm with you, CK.
You're jealous.
So you were reading the greens like they were Braille with your feet?
Exactly. Yes, I could feel
I bet grass don't even grow in them parts right now.
Right. Right. You ruined it for everybody else.
Dean doesn't have Twitter, so I sent him the picture of my feet to see like what he thought.
Just a straight up text message of your feet.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Another thing, so I will say, I did... I got the pleasure a couple of years ago to caddy for Rocco Mediate, who's a former professional golf player. I think he still might be on the senior tour here and there. And he did the whole round that I accompanied with barefoot. But he's Rocco Mediate, so I put up with it. I didn't say anything. Thought it was a little bit weird. But Sea Cat, I don't think you're high enough level in golf to get away with something like that.
I think you got to practice like you want to play. And, you know, when I'm on the tour someday, I'll look back on that round barefoot. That was the beginning of playing like a pro. Wouldn't you want to play like a pro? Not an amateur? Hitting your wedge?
An amateur?
Yeah.
An I play
like a pro. Like Rocco.
CK, you below amateur status.
Come on, dog.
Never see me golf. My friend.
I was about to say, and the C-Cat's solid. He's okay at golfing. He's okay at golfing. He's a little bit better than me. But again, last time we were out there, we tied, and that's not a good thing. That's a blemish on your golf record to have that with you. If you did, though, I mean, you're walking around barefoot on the golf course. I'm sure you kind of worked yourself into a sweat. Did your feet get tired? Did you get into a little bit of fatigue there?
A little bit. I could have used a massage afterwards.
Oh,
my feet were hurt. Yeah.
Massage, Tina.
A massage. Well, you could get a massage on your feet, or you could get a pedicure at Old Palm Beach, because they would have treated you just right if you had any issues with, you know, the greens and maybe some fungus. Old Palm Beach would take care of all of it. Sea Cat.
Wash your feet before you go in there, though, please.
Yes, please, please, please wash your feet. You know, clean them a little bit before going in there. They treat you like a VIP, though. But, Dean, you've been traveling so much. You need probably a staycation. And Old Palm Beach is perfect for that. You get a massage. You can get a facial. There's plenty of restaurants to decide there wherever you want to eat. There's Italian, whatnot. There's two oceanfront pools, spacious guest rooms, a private beach, and reimagined kids and teens club. And Dean, even, you're a Florida resident, so you do receive 15% off the best available rate now through October 31st. You can visit eaupalmbeach.com for more information and reservations. That's eaupalmbeach.com.
Oh, Palm Beach. And also, I'm sure, was what people were yelling when they saw your stinky feet out there parading around the golf course.
I got heckled by an old dude, dude. Like, yeah, I found one of his lost balls. He goes, barefoot, huh? I was like, who? And I had to immediately explain myself.
Yeah.
Like, no, I found a lake and there's a whole thing and I had to do it. But that felt really degrading.
You know you're in the wrong when you have to explain yourself that frantically. Also, I mean, we can ask the people. You could tweet at him at CCAT Sports. Fair or foul, golfing barefoot? I'm going foul. Go around the room. You think foul, Dean?
I mean, they wouldn't even let me wear jeans on the golf course. You know what I'm saying?
That's different. There's a golf attire.
Well, and barefoot is part of the golf attire?
Rocco does it.
Wait a second.
Rocco lives above the law.
Dean was a pro in a sport where it was preferred and borderline mandatory to be barefoot playing his sport.
Yeah, MMA. But that's different because I'm kicking you in the face.
Yeah, think about all the feet that have been on that octagon.
Oh, yeah.
Dean.
How many people have put their feet in your face, Dean?
A lot. I had a lot of feet in my face.
Oh, my goodness. It gets sweaty and hot. And if it gets too hot in your house, I can't help you if there's flying feet coming at you, but I can't help you if your AC ain't kicking the way it should be. That's where EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing comes in. EDS is yes. Do not play games with your AC. You need to get that championship level performance every hour, every day. So make sure you're on point with EDS Air Conditioning, a train comfort specialist, and it's hard to stop a train. The best thing about EDS, you can make an appointment around your time and your schedule. You just hop online at edsairconditioning.com. You can become a Gold Plan member like me too. Checkups every single year. You can get preventative repairs and also just preventative care. Repair or preventative care, edsairconditioning.com. EDS is yes. On the other side, I do have to give a major injury update as well as get y'all's number two quarterback in the NFL. I didn't give y'all a chance to weigh in on the hot topic of the day. So Dean, Tina, stick around with us. C-Cat, we'll see you on the other side with Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
My leg! My leg!
I am not angry. I am in pain.
My leg!
Time now for an injury report.
My head and torso!
Wow, that's crazy. They hit me everywhere except
my legs!
Presented by Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Go where the pros go.
My leg!
New York Giants quarterback Daniel Jones giving an ACL return update on that injured ACL. He says, today I've had a pretty smooth process. No real setbacks or issues with it. You know, the Giants Hard Knocks episode coming out tonight. I'll be locked in on that one. But interesting to see what Daniel Jones is coming back from that bad ACL and if he's experiencing joint pain and if that's affecting his quality of life. You know, Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Nobody's confusing Daniel Jones for even a top five, top 10 quarterback in the NFL. But we've been delivering who we believe to be the number two quarterback in the league. C-Cat went with Josh Allen. I went with Lamar Jackson. So now we're teaming it up to the real experts, right? I mean, we got Dean Thomas and Tina in here on a Tuesday. So which one of you two wants to lead off with who the real number two quarterback in the NFL is today?
I never do this.
Uh-oh.
I have to agree with C-Cat. I'm a big Josh Allen fan, and especially, too, his TikTok videos recently. He's just so such a funny guy. So, but I got to say Josh Allen.
Nope. I'm telling y'all right now because I've been watching Quarterback on Netflix.
Mm.
You're like
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. You're like so behind. That was the last year, I think. Or 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's a little bit dated. He's
Receivers is the new one out.
Oh, I didn't see that one yet.
He's a team removed and also an Achilles separated from that show. But okay, so Kirk Cousins to Josh Allen's, and our results for the Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections poll of the week. Josh Allen won with 37%. So C-Cat and Tina,
what
y'all
did
are
Kirk
in the majority.
Cousins come in at?
Kirk Cousins, let's see. Negative two votes. somehow the draft pick of Michael Penix Jr. dropped him even further down the list. I don't know how that works. Incredible. Well, this was a lot of fun. We're going to take you home on this note. Share some good time with friends this week. How about that? That's what we're doing here on a Tuesday. It's a full house. Tina, Dean, C-Cat, myself, Theo Dorsey. What a great time. Can't wait to see y'all again on Thursday. Go in love. Go in peace. Go in joy.